The Luminous 100. Luminous Living Systems by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Architecture, Play, Evolutionary Intelligence, and the Science of Living Systems. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Living Systems. The Organization as a Conscious Living System.
Contents.
1. The Framework, Living Systems as Luminous Architectures. 2. Emergent Mechanics, Self-Organization and Complexity Science. 3. Evolutionary Intelligence, Play as Divine Mechanism. 4. Healing in Reality, Cleared Apertures and the Flow of Being. 5. The Practice of Play, Clearing Apertures for Luminous Living. 6. Aligning with Complexity Science, Attractors, Autopoiesis, and Beyond. 7. Luminous Living in Practice, Synthesis and Pathways Forward. The Framework, Living Systems as Luminous Architectures. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Winter's Breath on Stone. A Lizard Warms in Sun's Embrace. Aliveness Unfolds.
Good.
Everything is flowing, moving, changing, transforming. Nothing stands still. David Bohm, citation needed. Verify exact wording and source. Parable, The River's Dance. Once, in a time before maps were needed, there was a river that flowed not just through valleys, but through the very idea of flowing. It did not follow a path laid out by kings or gods. Instead, it danced where the land invited it, eroding here, depositing silt there, creating pools where fish could play and birds could dip their wings. One day, two travelers came upon this river. The first was a cartographer who wanted to measure its length, mark its bends, and tame its course with dam and canal. He studied it with rulers and protractors, believing that if he could map it perfectly, he would understand its nature. But no matter how precisely he measured, the river shifted at his feet, laughing at his efforts. The second traveler was a child who had come to listen to the river's song. She knelt by its banks and let her fingers trace the water's path, feeling its current between her fingertips. She asked the river why it danced in such curves, and the river, if rivers could speak, might have answered, "Because I am made of play, and play is how I remember myself." The cartographer left, frustrated that his maps would always be outdated. The child stayed, learning that the river was not a thing to be measured but a partner in dance, giving way here so it could bend there, creating beauty in its movement. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Living systems thrive at the edge of order and chaos, where play becomes a way of knowing. Here are three practices that scale from the personal to the systemic. 1. Resonant observing. Begin with a natural system, a river, ants, your breath, or a human one, a team, a city. Observe without labeling, noting how it self-organizes over time. Ask, how does the system know what to do next? Scale. Start with 5 minutes of observation daily. Expand to weeks or months. 2. Playful constraints. Impose a simple rule on an activity, e.g., write a poem using only words that start with B. Notice how the constraint invites unexpected solutions. Scale. Apply this to problem solving in work or art, observing how constraints generate creativity. 3. Luminous mapping. Draw a system, your life, an organization, as if it were alive, showing its attractors, repeated patterns, and dissipative structures, places where energy flows out. Use colors or symbols to represent different types of connections. Scale. Start with personal relationships. Expand to ecosystems or societies. These practices are portals into the luminous architecture of living systems, revealing how play is woven into their very fabric. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Luminous architecture. Term. Luminous architecture. Meaning. The dynamic, self-organizing structure of a living system, whether an organism, society, or ecosystem, that emerges from the interplay of play, intelligence, and evolutionary pressure. It is luminous because it reveals itself most clearly when observed not through analysis alone but through engagement, When one plays with its patterns, aligns with its rhythms, and lets complexity speak for itself. Three appreciative questions. One start. What if the structures around you, your body, your relationships, your work, not only shape your life, but also play with it, as a child plays with building blocks? Two, middle, searing. Are you willing to let go of the map long enough to dance with the territory, trusting that intelligence emerges not from control, but from play? Three, end. Where in your life are you already aligned with luminous architecture, and how might you deepen that alignment today? The body, Lila as the heartbeat of living systems. Reality is not a static stage, but a living system, pulsing with its own intelligence. This intelligence does not follow rules set by human minds. It unfolds through what we might call Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, alongside self-organization and evolutionary pressure. When people speak of the law of attraction, they often mean a force that pulls like toward like, a passive magnetism. But Lila is different. It is active, playful, and always in motion. It is the way water finds its level, not through obedience to gravity, but through a dance that carves canyons and forms rivers. It is how cells divide, not by following instructions, but by improvising within constraints. Lila is the mechanism behind healing, not as an act of will, though will can participate, but as a property of reality itself. It moves through cleared apertures, moments when we let go of rigidity enough to align with the natural flow of complexity. This alignment is not about control. It is about resonance, like a tuning fork vibrating in harmony with another. Every tradition, every map of reality, is a mirror of what we already are, fractals reflecting deeper truths. The work is not about adopting new beliefs, but clearing apertures, opening to the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, where play becomes sacred because it reveals the hidden architecture of existence. To engage with Lila is to align with real complexity science, self-organization, how systems create themselves, dissipative structures, places where energy dissipates into new forms, autopoiesis, the ability to produce and reproduce oneself, Maturana and Varela, 1980, and attractors, the points toward which systems naturally move, Kaufman, 1995, Prigogine, 1977. These are not abstract concepts, but the very fabric of aliveness. And here is the paradox. Lila is most visible when we stop trying to see it. It speaks through play, through the childlike curiosity that asks, what if? Without needing an answer. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the spark that turns survival into something more alive than just staying alive. So how do we tune into this play? Not by force, but by letting go, just enough to notice how the river bends not because it is told to, but because bending is what rivers do when they are free. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the play beneath evolution's serious face. 2. Healing is reality's default setting, not the self's effort. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are, clear apertures to see it. 4. Play is how complexity talks when you listen without words. 5. Dissipative structures, where energy leaves, new forms arrive. 6. Autopoiesis is self-making, but only if you don't try too hard. 7. The law of attraction? It's the rhythm of a dance you're already in. 3 exercises.
1.
Emergent mechanics, self-organization and complexity science. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way. Divine geometry in fluid dance. Lila's hidden hand.
Good.
We are not stuff that abides, but patterns that perpetuate themselves. Gregory Bateson. Parable, the river's wisdom. Long ago, in a valley where the river bent and turned with no regard for human plans, a group of villagers tried to tame its flow.
They.
Okay, I'm going to write chapter 2 of this book called Luminous Architecture, Play, Evolutionary Intelligence, and the Science of Living Systems. The title of this chapter is Emergent Mechanics, Self-Organization, and Complexity Science. The first thing I need to do is think about the structure. The user has given me a clear outline for each section, so I'll follow that. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. Haiku should be original and life-uplifting. Quote should be profound and attributed. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are concise and impactful. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time, from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for citations needed later. 1. Tuning fork, haiku. I need something that captures the essence of self-organization and complexity science. Maybe something about water or play, since those are themes in the book. Asterisk. Water finds its way. Divine geometry in fluid dance. Lila's hidden hand. Asterisk.
Quote.
The quote should be profound and related to self-organization or complexity science. Maybe something from a scientist or philosopher who's worked in this area. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. JBS Haldane, but I think that's more about the universe being strange. Maybe something else. Wait, perhaps a quote about self-organization. Self-organization is a fundamental property of complex systems, leading to the emergence of coherent structures without centralized control. That sounds too much like my own words. Maybe better to go with something from a known figure in complexity science. Everything flows and nothing stands still. Everything gives way and nothing perishes. Heraclitus, but it's more about flux. Alternatively, maybe something from Stuart Kaufman or Ilya Prigogine. Let me think of a quote that feels profound and attributed. The universe is made of stories, not atoms. That's often attributed to Muriel Rukeyser, but I'm not sure if it fits the theme. Maybe better to stick with something about complexity. Complexity is not just a property of systems. It is a way of being. Not sure who that's from. So perhaps better to say, in the dance of particles, order emerges without a dancer. That's more poetic, but not attributed. Perhaps I should go with a quote from a scientist like Stuart Kaufman or Francisco Varela. Let me recall. Reality is a process, not a thing. It is happening, not being. That sounds like it could be from somewhere in complexity science or systems theory. But since I'm not sure about the exact attribution, maybe I should note that and find something better later. For now, I'll go with self-organization is the invisible architecture of life. Citation needed, claim, and attribute it to a hypothetical figure for now, but mark that citation is needed. But perhaps better to use a real quote. Let me think of one from a known source. The edge of chaos is where life and mind arise. That's from the work on complexity science, often associated with Stuart Kaufman or others in the field of complex systems. Okay, I'll go with that. So, tuning fork, haiku, water finds its way, divine geometry in fluid dance, Lila's hidden hand.
What?
The edge of chaos is where life and mind arise. Citation needed, claim. Wait, I think that phrase is from The Edge of Chaos by Stuart Kaufman or similar works. Maybe it's better to attribute it to complexity science broadly for now, but note that a citation is needed later. Alternatively, perhaps, we are not stuff that abides, but patterns that perpetuate themselves. That's from Gregory Bateson, which fits well with the theme of self-organization and living systems. Yes, that seems better. So I'll use that. Finalized. Tuning fork, haiku, water finds its way, divine geometry in fluid dance, Lila's hidden hand.
Good.
We are not stuff that abides, but patterns that perpetuate themselves. Gregory Bateson. 2. parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. I need a story that illustrates self-organization and complexity science without explicitly stating it. Maybe something about nature or human behavior. Parable idea. Imagine a river. The river doesn't follow a single path. It meanders, carves its own bed, responds to obstacles, and over time, creates intricate landscapes. No central authority guides it. It's the result of countless interactions between water, rocks, and the landscape itself. But perhaps more abstractly, think of a city formed by people moving, building, and interacting without a master plan. The city emerges from the actions of individuals, yet it feels cohesive and intentional. Let me try to write that. Parable, the river's wisdom. Long ago, in a valley where the river bent and turned with no regard for human plans, a group of villagers tried to tame its flow. They built dams, diverted channels, and marked straight paths they believed would guide the water to their fields. Yet, no matter how carefully they worked, the river always found its way around or through their barriers, carving new paths that surprised even the oldest among them. One day, a traveler arrived from afar, watching the villagers' struggles with amusement. "Why do you fight the river?" she asked. "It does not resist you. It simply flows as it must." The villagers scoffed, but they followed her suggestion. They removed their dams and let the river be. What followed was a season of chaos, floods in some places, dry stretches in others, but over time, the river settled into a new rhythm. It formed loops where none had been before, nourishing hidden pockets of land that had been overlooked. The villagers learned to plant where the water chose to linger, and though their lives were no longer easy, they were richer than ever before. The river had always known its own dance. The villagers' struggle was not against nature, but against their own misunderstanding of it. They thought control was strength, when in truth, strength lay in learning to swim with the current, not against it. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This section should offer practical, scalable techniques rooted in complexity science and self-organization. Possible ideas. Observation without judgment. Practice noticing patterns without labeling them as good or bad. Resonance mapping. Identifying where one's energy aligns with the natural rhythms of systems, e.g., ecosystems, communities. Dissipative structures in daily life. Creating habits that mimic the way complex systems adapt and renew themselves, e.g., daily rituals that allow for release and renewal. Let me draft this. Structure and technique. The alchemy of flow. 1. Observation without judgment. Begin each day by observing a natural process, a river, the growth of a plant, or the movement of clouds, without attempting to control or explain it. Simply note how it unfolds, its patterns and surprises. This practice trains the mind to see self-organization in action. 2. Resonance mapping. Identify one area of your life, work, relationships, creative projects, where you feel a natural alignment with emergent processes. Map out how small changes or adjustments lead to larger shifts over time. This helps you recognize your own role as part of a larger, self-organizing system. 3. Dissipative rituals. Design daily rituals that mimic the way complex systems dissipate and renew, e.g., a 10-minute release meditation where you let go of rigid structures, followed by a 5-minute period of free association or creative play. Over time, these rituals create space for new patterns to emerge. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. The key term here is likely self-organization or perhaps emergent mechanics. I'll go with emergent mechanics. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent mechanics. Emergent mechanics. The invisible, self-sustaining processes through which order and complexity arise in living systems without centralized control. It is the dance of particles that forms galaxies, the swarm intelligence that guides a flock of birds, or the playful intelligence that shapes human culture, all manifestations of Lila's hidden hand. 5. Three appreciative questions. These should guide reflection, with one searing question in the middle. 1. Start. Where in your life have you witnessed systems organizing themselves without obvious direction? 2. Middle searing. What rigid structures are you clinging to that might be better released to the river of self-organization? 3. End. How can you align your actions with the playful intelligence of emergent systems rather than force them into predetermined paths? 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila. This is the core of the chapter, tying together complexity science and divine play Lila. The body, the playful intelligence of emergent systems. Emergent mechanics is not just a scientific observation. It is the very fabric of reality. Every tradition speaks of this in its own way, whether as Dharma in Hindu philosophy, Tao in Taoism, or the invisible hand of economics. The modern language of complexity science gives us the tools to see it clearly. Self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors are all names for the same phenomenon, the intelligence that plays through systems without a player. Lila is not just the divine play. It is the mechanism behind emergence. It is the way water finds its level, the way cities grow without a blueprint, or how ideas spread like wildfire across cultures. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where rigidity dissolves and fluidity takes hold. Consider the immune system, for example. It does not operate from a central command center. Rather, it is a swarm of cells responding to patterns with remarkable intelligence. This is emergent mechanics in action, a system that adapts, learns, and evolves without being programmed to do so. The same principle applies to human cultures, ecosystems, and even the evolution of life itself. The mistake we often make is to assume that complexity requires control. In reality, true complexity arises from release, the willingness to let go of rigid structures and trust in the intelligence of the system. This is not passivity. It is active participation in the dance of emergence. 7 7-7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms. These should be concise, impactful, and travel well, like tweets or memes. 1. Self-organization is the universe's way of saying, let go. 2. Lila plays through systems that are both rigid enough to stand and fluid enough to dance. 3. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. 4. Complexity does not need a conductor. It has its own orchestra. 5. Every tradition is a mirror, reflecting the self-organizing intelligence we already are. 6. The edge of chaos is where life learns, not where it is controlled. 7. To swim with Lila, you must first learn to float. 8. Three exercises, building in strength over time. These should be practical and progressively deeper. 1. Accessible. Exercise. The river's path. For 1 week, observe a natural process, a river, ocean waves, or even the flow of traffic, without trying to control or explain it. Each day, jot down 3 things you notice about its behavior, how it adapts, where it surprises you, and how it feels when you try to direct it. 2. Deepening. Exercise. Dissipative reflection. Choose 1 area of your life where you feel stuck, e.g., a creative project, a relationship, or a habit. For 3 days, practice a daily ritual that mimics dissipation and renewal. Morning, write down what no longer serves you in this area. Evening, engage in free association or play, draw, write, improvise, without judging the outcome. Reflect on how new ideas or solutions emerge from this process. 3. Advanced. Exercise. Resonance mapping with systems. Identify a complex system you are part of, e.g., a community, organization, or ecosystem. Over the course of a month, map out your interactions within this system. Note where you feel resistance or misalignment, rigid structures. Experiment with small releases, letting go of control in one area to see how the system responds. Journal about the patterns that emerge and how they reflect the intelligence of the whole. 9. Citations, real sources. Mark where citations are needed. I'll need to verify some of these, but for now, I'll note where citations are required. Citations. 1. Bateson, Gregory. Steps to an Ecology of Mind, 1972. The quote, "We are not stuff that abides, but patterns that perpetuate themselves," is often attributed to him. 2. Prigogine, Ilya, and Isabel Stengers. Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature, 1984. For discussions on dissipative structures. 3. Kaufman, Stewart. The Origins of Order, 1995. For the Edge of Chaos concept. Citation needed. Claim about, "The edge of chaos is where life and mind arise." 4. Maturana, Umberto R., and Francisco J. Varela. Autopoiesis and Cognition, 1980. For Autopoiesis. 5. Capra, Fridioff. The Web of Life, 1996. For Systems Thinking in Biology. I'll leave placeholders where I'm unsure about the exact citation, but know the concept is from complexity science or a related field. Finalizing the chapter. Now, let me assemble all these parts into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the chapter title and then follow the structure provided. Emergent Mechanics, Self-Organization and Complexity Science. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Water Finds Its Way, Divine Geometry in Fluid Dance. Lila's Hidden Hand.
Good.
We are not stuff that abides, but patterns that perpetuate themselves. Gregory Bateson. Parable, The River's Wisdom. Long ago, in a valley where the river bent and turned with no regard for human plans, a group of villagers tried to tame its flow. They built dams, diverted channels, and marked straight paths they believed would guide the water to their fields. Yet, no matter how carefully they worked, the river always found its way around or through their barriers, carving new paths that surprised even the oldest among them. One day, a traveler arrived from afar, watching the villagers' struggles with amusement. "Why do you fight the river?" she asked. "It does not resist you. It simply flows as it must." The villagers scoffed, but they followed her suggestion. They removed their dams and let the river be. What followed was a season of chaos, floods in some places, dry stretches in others, but over time, the river settled into a new rhythm. It formed loops where none had been before, nourishing hidden pockets of land that had been overlooked. The villagers learned to plant where the water chose to linger, and though their lives were no longer easy, they were richer than ever before. The river had always known its own dance. The villagers' struggle was not against nature, but against their own misunderstanding of it. They thought control was strength, when in truth, strength lay in learning to swim with the current, not against it. Structure and Technique. The Alchemy of Flow. 1. Observation without judgment. Begin each day by observing a natural process, a river, the growth of a plant, or the movement of clouds, without attempting to control or explain it. Simply note how it unfolds, its patterns and surprises. This practice trains the mind to see self-organization in action. 2. Resonance Mapping. Identify one area of your life, work, relationships, creative projects, where you feel a natural alignment with emergent processes. Map out how small changes or adjustments lead to larger shifts over time. This helps you recognize your own role as part of a larger, self-organizing system. 3. Dissipative Rituals. Design daily rituals that mimic the way complex systems dissipate and renew, e.g., a 10-minute release meditation where you let go of rigid structures, followed by a 5-minute period of free association or creative play. Over time, these rituals create space for new patterns to emerge. Luminous Definition. Luminous Definition. Emergent Mechanics. Emergent Mechanics. The invisible, self-sustaining processes through which order and complexity arise in living systems without centralized control. It is the dance of particles that forms galaxies, the swarm intelligence that guides a flock of birds, or the playful intelligence that shapes human culture, all manifestations of Lila's hidden hand. Three appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you witnessed systems organizing themselves without obvious direction? 2. What rigid structures are you clinging to that might be better released to the river of self-organization? Searing. 3. How can you align your actions with the playful intelligence of emergent systems rather than force them into predetermined paths? The body, the playful intelligence of emergent systems. Emergent mechanics is not just a scientific observation. It is the very fabric of reality. Every tradition speaks of this in its own way, whether as Dharma in Hindu philosophy, Tao in Taoism, or the invisible hand of economics. The modern language of complexity science gives us the tools to see it clearly. Self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors are all names for the same phenomenon, the intelligence that plays through systems without a player. Lila is not just the divine play. It is the mechanism behind emergence. It is the way water finds its level, the way cities grow without a blueprint, or how ideas spread like wildfire across cultures. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where rigidity dissolves and fluidity takes hold. Consider the immune system, for example. It does not operate from a central command center. Rather, it is a swarm of cells responding to patterns with remarkable intelligence. This is emergent mechanics in action, a system that adapts, learns, and evolves without being programmed to do so. The same principle applies to human cultures, ecosystems, and even the evolution of life itself. The mistake we often make is to assume that complexity requires control. In reality, true complexity arises from release, the willingness to let go of rigid structures and trust in the intelligence of the system. This is not passivity. It is active participation in the dance of emergence. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Self-organization is the universe's way of saying, let go. 2. Lila plays through systems that are both rigid enough to stand and fluid enough to dance. 3. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. 4. Complexity does not need a conductor. It has its own orchestra. 5. Every tradition is a mirror, reflecting the self-organizing intelligence we already are. 6. The edge of chaos is where life learns, not where it is controlled. Citation needed, claim. 7. To swim with Lila, you must first learn to float. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The river's path. For 1 week, observe a natural process, a river, ocean waves, or even the flow of traffic, without trying to control or explain it. Each day, jot down 3 things you notice about its behavior, how it adapts, where it surprises you, and how it feels when you try to direct it. 2. Deepening. Dissipative reflection. Choose 1 area of your life where you feel stuck, e.g., a creative project, a relationship, or a habit. For 3 days, practice a daily ritual that mimics dissipation and renewal. Morning, write down what no longer serves you in this area. Evening, engage in free association or play. Draw, write, improvise, without judging the outcome. Reflect on how new ideas or solutions emerge from this process. 3. Advanced. Resonance mapping with systems. Identify a complex system you are part of, e.g., a community, organization, or ecosystem. Over the course of a month, map out your interactions within the system. Note where you feel resistance or misalignment, rigid structures. Experiment with small releases, letting go of control in one area to see how the system responds. Journal about the patterns that emerge and how they reflect the intelligence of the whole. Citations. 1. Bateson, Gregory. Steps to an Ecology of Mind, 1972. 2. Prigogine, Ilya, and Isabel Stengers. Order out of Chaos, Mann's New Dialogue with Nature, 1984. For discussions on dissipative structures. 3. Kaufman, Stuart. The Origins of Order, 1995. For the Edge of Chaos concept. Citation needed. Claim about The Edge of Chaos is where life and mind arise. 4. Maturana, Umberto R. and Francisco J. Varela. Autopoiesis and Cognition, 1980. For Autopoiesis. 5. Capra, Fridioff. The Web of Life, 1996. For Systems Thinking in Biology. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of emergent mechanics, while also fitting into the broader theme of luminous living systems. It balances depth with accessibility, offering both practical techniques and profound reflections on the nature of self-organization and divine play. The structure follows the user's guidelines precisely, ensuring it is cohesive and serves its purpose within the book. Evolutionary Intelligence, Play as Divine Mechanism, Tuning Fork, Haiku. Winter Frost Cracks Open, A Robin's Song, Divine Play, Dances in the Cold.
Good.
Play is the highest form of intelligence. Citation needed. Gregory Bateson or similar. Parable, The Child and the Tide. On a sunlit beach, a child builds a sandcastle with meticulous care. Towers rise, moats are dug, and tiny flags flutter in the breeze. But the tide comes, patient and relentless, licking at the base of the castle. The child watches, laughter bubbling up as the waves reclaim their territory. With a giggle, they rebuild, this time lower to the ground, with hidden tunnels that the tide must navigate. Each wave is met with new structures, more intricate, more alive. One day, the child steps back, not to rebuild, but to watch. The tide, in its own time, carves a perfect pool where the child can splash and play. No instruction was given, no force applied, only the intelligence of the wave and the child's willingness to play.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
One daily play. Set aside 5 minutes each day to engage in an activity purely for joy. Drawing, dancing, building, or even playing with a pet. 2. Observing patterns. Spend 10 minutes noting how systems around you, nature, society, your own thoughts, self-organize without conscious direction. 3. Non-resistance meditation. Practice sitting with discomfort, physical or emotional, without trying to change it, observing how it changes on its own. These practices are accessible yet profound, scaling in depth as one engages more deeply over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, evolutionary intelligence, the emergent, playful intelligence inherent in all living systems, where adaptation occurs not through force, but through alignment with the dynamic flow of reality. It is the mechanism by which Lila, divine play, manifests in form. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel the most aligned with the natural flow of things? 2. Middle searing. What fears or resistances do you hold that block you from true play, the kind where the self dissolves into the rhythm of existence? 3. End. How might your life change if you saw your struggles as invitations to play rather than obstacles to overcome? The body, Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence is not a strategy you adopt. It is the very fabric of reality you embody when you stop trying to control. It is the third factor in emergent systems, after self-organization and dissipative structures, the playful dimension where meaning arises spontaneously, like bubbles on a stream. Healing, in this light, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures in your being. When you resist the flow, whether it's pain, confusion, or joy, you block these apertures. But when you align, when you play with life rather than against it, you open to the cosmic and the ridiculous as the same thing. This is not about escapism. It is about entering the dance. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting this truth, that the rigid self must soften into fluid intelligence to co-create with the universe. The work is not self-improvement, but aperture clearing, the practice of dissolving boundaries so that Lila, divine play, can move through you unhindered. Think of it like the child in the parable, rebuilding the sandcastle again and again, not out of frustration, but delight. That child knows that the tide is part of the game, that every collapse is a chance to invent anew. This is evolutionary intelligence, the ability to see change not as loss, but as the raw material of creation. And it is here, in this playful engagement with reality's complexity, that you find your luminous architecture, not built by force, but emerging like a crystal in water, shaped by currents you no longer resist but ride. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Asterisk play is how evolution thinks through you. Healing in reality, cleared apertures, and the flow of being.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Winter branch warms. A crow's laughter cracks the ice. Spring breathes through fissures.
Guot.
Architecture is not in bricks or mortar, but in the spaces between, where light and shadow dance, and life finds its rhythm. Emmanuel Santa Anna CIT. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter titled Healing in Reality, Cleared Apertures, and the Flow of Being. This is part of a book called Luminous Architecture, Play, Evolutionary Intelligence, and the Science of Living Systems. The book teaches about luminous living systems, the organization as a conscious living system. First, I need to understand the theme. Healing isn't just an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. It's connected to evolutionary intelligence and play, Lila, which is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. The chapter should be a holon, meaning it stands alone but also fits into the larger book. The structure is clear. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, parable, structure and technique, luminous definition, three appreciative questions, the body, teaching centered on Lila, 7 7-second sentences, three exercises, and citations. Let me break this down. 1. Tuning fork. A haiku that uplifts the spirit. A profound quote attributed to someone, likely Emmanuel Santa Anna or related thinkers. 2. Parable. A story that embodies the teaching without stating it explicitly.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time, like clearing apertures. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term, e.g., cleared apertures. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start to engage the reader. A searing one in the middle to challenge.
One at the end to reflect.
6. The body. The core teaching about healing, apertures, and Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or key ideas that are memorable and travel well. 8. Three exercises. Start with something accessible, then deepen, then advanced. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible. Mark where citations are needed, but not yet available. Let me start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I think about nature, healing, or play. Winter branch warms. A crow's laughter cracks the ice. Spring breathes through fissures.
Gute.
I recall that Emmanuel Santa Anna is mentioned as a voice here. Maybe something about architecture or systems. Architecture is not in bricks or mortar, but in the spaces between, where light and shadow dance, and life finds its rhythm. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Wait. I'm not sure if this quote is real or attributed to him. Since the instruction says not to fabricate citations, I should probably use a known quote or mark it as needed. Perhaps better to find a real quote related to healing or systems. For now, I'll attribute it tentatively and note that a citation is needed. Architecture is not in bricks or mortar, but in the spaces between, where light and shadow dance, and life finds its rhythm. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify attribution. 2. Parable. I need a story about healing through apertures or play. Maybe something about a tree or a river. Title: The River and the Rock. Once, In a land where rivers were sacred, there lived an ancient willow that stood by the banks of a swift, clear stream. The river had always flowed freely, carving its path with ease. But one day, a massive boulder tumbled from the cliffs above and lodged itself in the riverbed, creating a dam. The water backed up, stilling in places, and the land grew damp and stagnant. The willow, though it did not move or speak, felt the change. Its roots, usually nourished by the flowing water, began to wither. The animals that depended on the river for drink and play grew restless, their paths blocked, their spirits heavy. They whispered among themselves of a time when the water danced and laughter echoed along its banks. One evening, as the moon hung low over the river, a small fox emerged from the underbrush. It had watched the boulder and knew that it could not move it alone. But the fox remembered an old tale about how the river, in its wisdom, always found a way, even when blocked. It called to the other animals, the otters, the herons, even the fish beneath the water. Together, they began to dig. Not at the boulder itself, but around it, creating small tunnels and channels where the water could slip through. They worked not with strength alone, but with patience, play, and a sense of humor, laughing when the earth crumbled or when a particularly stubborn root resisted. Slowly, the dam weakened. The water, no longer confined, found new paths, swirling and dancing around the rock. The stagnant pools began to move again, and life returned to the riverbank. The willow, too, felt the change. Its roots drank deeply of the moving water once more, and its branches swayed in the breeze that carried the sound of joyful splashing. It had not been healed by its own effort, but by the flow of something greater, something that moved through the apertures it had unknowingly created.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple practices to clear apertures or align with complexity science. Title, Clearing Apertures, Practices for Aligning with Reality. 1. Breath as a cleared aperture. Practice deep, rhythmic breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 6. Notice how breath creates space within you, like an aperture through which energy flows. Why it works? Breath is a universal pattern that connects us to the rhythm of life. It clears stagnation by allowing what is stuck to move. 2. Playful observation. Spend 5 minutes a day observing something in nature, a tree, a cloud, a river, without trying to change or understand it. Just notice. Why it works. Play disarms the ego's need for control and opens us to the spontaneous order of reality. 3. The five-finger exercise. Trace the shape of your hand in front of you, as if drawing it in the air. With each finger, think of a part of your life that feels blocked or stagnant. Imagine an aperture forming where that blockage was. 1. Thumb, a belief or habit. 2. Index, a relationship or communication. 3. Middle, a creative or emotional expression. 4. Ring, a physical or environmental space. 5. Pinky, a spiritual or philosophical question. Why it works? The hand is a symbol of both structure and fluidity, e.g., fingers can be rigid or flexible. It bridges the concrete and abstract. These practices scale over time. Beginner, do 1 practice daily, focusing on consistency. Intermediate, combine practices, e.g., breath work before playful observation. Advanced, create your own aperture rituals, using these as a template, e.g., walking while tracing hand shapes in the air. 4. Luminous definition. Term, cleared apertures. Meaning, in luminous living systems, cleared apertures are the spaces, physical, emotional, or conceptual, through which reality's healing properties flow unhindered. These are not gaps to be filled, but portals to be recognized and honored. They emerge when rigidity, whether in thought, emotion, or structure, softens enough to allow complexity science, the natural dance of self-organization, to move through. Think of them like the holes in a sieve. Water passes through effortlessly, nourishing what it touches, while the sieve itself remains unchanged. Clearing apertures is not about fixing or controlling, but about aligning with the spontaneous order of being. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel like a boulder has lodged itself in the river of your being, and what might shift if you allowed water to flow around it? 2. Searing middle, challenging. What belief or structure are you clinging to so tightly that you cannot see the aperture right in front of you, the one that could let healing, creativity, or joy rush in if you'd only relax your grip? 3. End. If play were not a luxury but the necessary condition for healing, how might you redesign your life's architecture today to invite more of it? 6. The body. Healing in reality. Title: Healing as a Property of Reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. This may sound abstract, but it is as concrete as the river carving its path around the rock or the willow bending without breaking. In evolutionary intelligence, what some call Lila, divine play, the universe does not heal us because we ask nicely. It heals us because we stop blocking the flow. The law of attraction is often misrepresented as a tool for human desire, but its deeper truth lies in complexity science. Systems, whether ecosystems or human beings, tend toward states of greater organization and vitality when they align with their environment's inherent patterns. This alignment happens through cleared apertures, spaces where rigidity gives way to fluidity. It could be a thought you let go of, an emotion you no longer suppress, or a structure, social, architectural, or internal, that you redesign to allow movement. The key is not to force healing, but to create the conditions in which it can occur naturally. For example, emotionally, suppressing grief or joy creates stagnation. A cleared aperture here might be allowing yourself to feel both sorrow and laughter without judgment. Conceptually, believing you are broken and need fixing blocks healing. The aperture is the moment you realize, I am already whole. I just need to realign with my true nature. Structurally, in organizations or communities, cleared apertures are feedback loops that allow ideas and resources to flow without bureaucratic blockages. Healing moves through these apertures like water through a sieve. It does not depend on your efforts, but on your willingness to stop resisting the natural order. This is why traditions, whether spiritual, scientific, or artistic, are mirrors. They reflect what we already are when our apertures are cleared. Lila, divine play, is the fun within this process. It is the joy of realizing that healing is not a struggle, but a dance. When you align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, you see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. They both fit through an aperture if you let them. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not a destination. It is the space between resistance and surrender. 2. Cleared apertures are where reality does its work and you do yours. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. Speak it and doors open. 4. You are not broken. You're stuck in a structure that no longer serves you. 5. The river does not ask permission to flow around the rock. It just finds a way. 6. Humility is the aperture through which divine play rushes in. 7. Healing is not an act of will, but a property of aligned being. 8. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Aperture mapping accessible. Take a piece of paper and draw your life as a landscape, e.g., a river, a house, a mountain. Identify 3 places where you feel blocked or stagnant, e.g., a dam in the river, a closed door in the house. For each blockage, ask, what would happen if I didn't try to remove this, but instead let something flow around it? Note, this exercise teaches you to visualize apertures without forcing them. Exercise 2. Playful redesign, deepening. Choose a situation in your life where you feel stuck, e.g., a relationship, a creative project, a habit. For 1 week, approach this situation with playful curiosity. Try small, ridiculous experiments. If it's a conversation, end it with an absurd question, e.g., if we were trees, what kind would we be? If it's a task, do it with exaggerated seriousness, e.g., treat folding laundry like performing brain surgery. Observe how play shifts your perspective and whether the blockage feels less rigid. Note, this exercise deepens by using play to dissolve rigidity. Exercise 3, advanced, the autopoiesis fast, advanced. For 24 hours, refrain from justifying or explaining yourself. Let your actions speak for you. Trying to fix anything, problems, emotions, relationships. Using language that implies control, e.g., I need, I must, I should. Instead, focus on observing your natural responses without editing them. Allowing others or circumstances to shape outcomes, like a river around a rock. Noticing when you instinctively play, e.g., humor, spontaneity, and amplifying that. Note, this is advanced because it requires trusting in autopoiesis, the system's self-organizing power, without relying on your ego. 9. Citations. I need to verify or add citations for the following. 1. The quote attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify attribution. 2. References to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis should cite key thinkers like Prigogine, Maturana/Varela, or others. Citation needed. Complexity science terms, cite specific works or theorists. 3. Any mention of luminous living systems as a theoretical framework, if it's original to this book, note that. 4. The concept of Lila in evolutionary intelligence may need sourcing or clarification. Citation needed. Lila as divine play in evolutionary intelligence. For now, I'll leave placeholders and ensure the chapter is coherent without them. Final chapter draft. Healing in reality, cleared apertures, and the flow of being. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter branch warms. A crow's laughter cracks the ice. Spring breathes through fissures.
Good.
Architecture is not in bricks or mortar, but in the spaces between, where light and shadow dance, and life finds its rhythm. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. The river and the rock. Once, in a land where rivers were sacred, there lived an ancient willow that stood by the banks of a swift, clear stream. The river had always flowed freely, carving its path with ease, but one day, a massive boulder tumbled from the cliffs above and lodged itself in the riverbed, creating a dam. The water backed up, stilling in places, and the land grew damp and stagnant. The willow, though it did not move or speak, felt the change. Its roots, usually nourished by the flowing water, began to wither. The animals that depended on the river for drink and play grew restless, their paths blocked, their spirits heavy. They whispered among themselves of a time when the water danced and laughter echoed along its banks. One evening, as the moon hung low over the river, a small fox emerged from the underbrush. It had watched the boulder and knew that it could not move it alone. But the fox remembered an old tale about how the river, in its wisdom, always found a way, even when blocked. It called to the other animals, the otters, the herons, even the fish beneath the water. Together, they began to dig, not at the boulder itself, but around it, creating small tunnels and channels where the water could slip through. They worked not with strength alone, but with patience, play, and a sense of humor, laughing when the earth crumbled or when a particularly stubborn root resulted.